BBC News with Marion Marshall. The US central bank, the Federal Reserve, is to further cut back the amount of money it pumps into the financial markets. It said it would reduce its bond purchases by a further $10 billion. Here's our economics correspondent, Andrew Walker.
A statement from the Fed's main policy-making committee referred to growing underlying strength in the economy, so it's decided to make a second reduction in its programme of buying financial assets, a policy intended to stimulate a recovery. The expectation that the Fed will gradually eliminate this quantitative easing, as it's known, has led to investors buying US assets with money withdrawn from emerging markets, whose currencies have come under heavy pressure. The strains could last for months or even years before Fed policies are back to what could be called normal.
The Ukrainian parliament has approved a law granting an amnesty to those detained during recent anti-government protests. The development followed suggestions from the Russian government that bailout payments promised to Ukraine could be delayed until the formation of a new government in Kiev. From Kiev, here's Steve Rosenberg.
The message from Moscow to Kiev was very clear. There'll be no more Russian bailout money until the Russians see who is in the new Ukrainian government and what direction it takes. At a meeting of the cabinet, President Putin was advised by his ministers that the resignation of Prime Minister Azarov had created new conditions and that it would be sensible to wait before releasing further funds. The Kremlin didn't spell it out, but the suggestion is that if Ukraine's new government develops closer ties with Europe rather than with Russia, Moscow will hold on to its money.
The United Nations mediator Lakhdar Brahimi says he doesn't expect any substantial progress during the current round of Syrian peace talks in Geneva, which end on Friday. He said there'd been no progress on negotiations to deliver aid to civilians under siege in the city of Homs. Mr. Brahimi did say the ice had started to thaw between the delegations from the Syrian government and the opposition, but he acknowledged the gap was still quite large.
I do not expect that we will achieve anything substantive. I am very happy that we are still talking, that the ice is breaking slowly. I did not expect, I'm not disappointed because I did not expect any result this first time. This is exactly what I thought we would do, is just talk to one another and also agree that we will continue talking to one another.
The Egyptian authorities say they're referring 20 journalists to a criminal court on charges of spreading false news or aiding members of a terrorist organisation, believed to refer to the Muslim Brotherhood. The authorities say the journalists are connected with the pan-Arab television network Al Jazeera. World news from the BBC. The BBC has obtained documents from official sources in Pakistan suggesting that British prosecutors have asked Pakistan to trace two individuals suspected of involvement in the murder of a Pakistani politician in Britain more than 3 years ago. According to the documents, British counter-terrorism police have identified Mohsin Ali Syed and Mohammed Kashif Khan Kamran as suspects in the killing of Imran Farooq. The senior official in the MQM party was stabbed and beaten to death outside his home in North London in September 2010. It's understood that Britain wants Pakistan to trace both suspects and obtain DNA samples from them. Researchers working on stem cells say they've made a major scientific discovery, which may help the development of personalised medical treatments. Scientists in Japan have shown that stem cells can be made just by dipping blood cells into acid. James Gallagher reports.
Stem cells are one of the great hopes of medicine, as they can become any type of tissue, so they might be able to heal a damaged heart or restore sight to the blind. But taking stem cells from embryos is ethically charged. Meanwhile, attempts to genetically alter a patient's own skin to make stem cells is expensive, time-consuming, and has safety concerns. Now a study shows blood cells can be shocked with acid into rapidly becoming stem cells. Experts say the technique could be a cheaper, faster and safer route to stem cells and could begin an age of personalised medicine.
Police in Russia say a drunken row over the respective merits of poetry and prose has ended with a man stabbing his friend to death. The two were drinking heavily in a flat in the city of Irbit in the Ural Mountains when the host allegedly said prose was the only real literature. Investigators say his poetry-loving guest, a former teacher, ended up stabbing the man before running away and later confessing to the crime. BBC News.